Well, brethren, it's good to see so many here. Wonderful. You'll be happy to know that while preparing for this address of welcome, I made up about four different addresses, and I had addresses that were 2 pages long and 3 pages long, and of course that wouldn't work. So you'll be happy to know that I finally came up with what I call the final. There it is, 1 page. Then if I run out of stuff on this one, I've got a lot of other pages. So I'll kind of read it and speak it at the same time. The Seattle, North Seattle Bible Students Ecclesia greets you with our traditional words. A welcome awaits all believers in the ransom and those who love God and those who love the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, one would have to know the meaning of those words to know the meaning of that welcome. The world around us is dynamically and rapidly changing, both for good and for bad. Our Creator is very patient with us and with all mankind. We have lessons to learn. This is the centennial year of Pastor Russell's last visit to Seattle in 1960. I'm going to stick to my notes. Time is flying. In Seattle, he spoke in humble places, not in luxurious churches or stately universities, opposed to his teachings about Christ's presence and kingdom for all mankind. His public discourse, The World on Fire, was given in a waterfront armory, for World War I was raging. The area was prosperous. The Greater Pacific area population was over 300,000. 10 or 20 years before, it was in the 10,000s. War leads to prosperity for some. The photodrama of creation was shown in a waterfront theater to filled houses. Evolutionary theories were exploding. His hope-filled message in a war-torn and troubled world was heard by thousands. Many understood and rejoiced. What a refreshing message in contrast to hellfire, brimstone, and eternal damnation. And for the false hopes of socialism, communism, atheism, and evolution. Sound familiar, brethren? Things are on fire and raging today also. What wonders the past 100 years have wrought? Steam, coal, oil and electricity have replaced horse, sail, and manpower. Telegraph, telephone, radio, television, and computer have replaced slow mail and messenger. Machines and robots have replaced or tempered sweat of the brow. Hospitals and medicines have replaced or tempered childbirth pains. Today, Earth feeds over 7 billion people and could feed billions more easily. In the Lord's day, there were, by best estimates, 300 million people in the whole Earth. By the time of Luther's day, there were 500 million people by best estimates in the whole earth. By the turn of the century, there were, and Pastor Russell's day, there were about 1 billion people on earth. 1 billion. Now think of that. The last 100 years, 7 times as many. 7 billion people. The world, that means that all of these billions have been fed, clothed, and housed. And if you go into the statistics, they fill pages up of the changes and progress that have come because of the Lord's due time and not because of man's ingenuity. The world and false religion takes credit for positive benefits, but Bible students know better. It is the Lord's doing. It is God's plan being executed by his reigning son and body members. How thankful we should be for the truth of God's plan that has so blessed our lives and those about us. We'll read from the 46th Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. All about us, this prophetic vision is being fulfilled. Just this week, on the front pages of the New York Times and the Seattle Times, attacks in Brussels reveal how vulnerable Europe is. There's a great army out there, and it's doing as it pleases. Two or three little people can disturb the whole world. Yet, there are thousands of these people ready to do the same thing in the Lord's due time. In Belgium, bombings have sparked soul searching about whether attacks are now an unavoidable part of life in an open European society. We'll close pretty soon, but we'll say just one or two more things. Freedom brings responsibility. Good people do good things with freedom. Bad people do bad things with freedom. It tests the people because we live in the day of the people being tested. The churches were tested long ago. The papacy was tested long ago. But civil society, the social order, is being tested, and the people who are being tested have votes. And they can vote in good people, or they can vote in bad people, or they can make good laws, or they can make bad laws. They have the power to do so. See what they do. Well, that's my soapbox. I guess that's the end of it. So, dear brethren, may God bless our convention. May God bless you all as you serve him faithfully, who has done so much for us. Oh, and I know what the other thought was. Many of our brethren are getting old and going home. Have you ever seen so many brethren getting to the years of 80 and 90 and 100 and with their, pretty much some wits left? Not too much, because that's what happens when you get old. But they're going home. The course is finished. Why did the Lord let these dear brethren hang around and suffer through this old age period? Why didn't he take them in their 50 or 60? Why? The standard for glory honor and immortality is up here, brethren. It ain't down there. It's way up there. So, we leave you with that thought. We have others with us today that are not going to be here much longer. But nice to talk to those and be the benefit of their wisdom. But sometimes we sit and we think, oh, if only Pastor Russell was here. We need the wisdom of a Pastor Russell here to tell us what to do. The Lord says you ain't going to get it because you already got it. We have the writings of the apostles who heard our Lord and wrote them down. And they've come through all these centuries and millennia. We have many of the writings of all the messengers that preceded in their period of the church. We have the writings of Pastor Russell, the most phenomenal writings of the whole period, because it sums up all of the past periods. And we have them. Volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 is the prophetic volume, you know. Why would you need 6 if the church is going to go home before 1914? Most prophetic of all the volumes. And Tabernacle Shadows. We have it, brethren. When Pastor Russell passed away, the Bible student movement that was the largest of those who opposed the over, can't get my word. The judge took over the society. The Standfast movement was the largest movement, check your history, that opposed him. Now the Standfast had their problems, but they stood fast. And so we have our problems, brethren. We must stand fast too for the truth. The Lord is requiring of everyone who will be qualified to stand fast under difficult circumstances. Brother Hugh Hanum used to say, a silent Christian will not gain the kingdom. May God bless you all. How wonderful to have had the privilege of knowing the truth and growing old in it.